kindling.
Mm-hmm. What is kindling?
Well, it's lumber that's no good chopped into small pieces, mm-hmm. or you can get chip kindling of chips. When you chop the wood, there's always chips.
Mm-hmm.
And we always pick those up, or part of the bark would fall off, and all those pieces burn quicker, and we'd break them up in small pieces and put a piece of paper, wad it up pretty tight, and then put up these little pieces of stick under there, the kindling,
mm-hmm.
and then some little bigger ones on top of that. We put a few spoonfuls, I guess about a half a cup of kerosene or coal oil,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd throw a match on it, and that would start burning. And that, once it got started, why, if you just kept it going, you'd have a fire forever.
You know, you take a big piece of wood and set that sword toward the back of the fireplace, maybe it would burn all night long?
Yes.
You call that the...
Well, the our fireplaces weren't that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Our fireplaces would hold about 3 logs, about 8 inches in diameter, and about not any bigger than 2.5 feet, maybe 28 inches.
Did you ever hear of a piece of wood they called the back log or the back stick?
Yes, but we didn't have them.
But what did you hear it called?
I don't know. We never did use them.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard them, but we never did use them, so we didn't know what. The back log was the big one. That
mm-hmm.
Your small fire was made. Ours was the same principle, except that ours was built under the andirons. You see, the big log would sit on the andirons.
Mm-hmm.
The andirons were like this, and they had 2 legs sticking out, and in the back there was just 1 leg.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not connected. They were separate. They weren't.
Mm-hmm. What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
The soot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to clean it out once in a while.
And on the fireplace, the part that comes out in front,
pictures and china and things like that.
In
back of that there was a, well, that was a hearth.
Uh-huh.
That was tile. See, we had all lumber floors in there, but in that part there was a piece about so big that fit where the screen fit on.
Mm-hmm.
They had a screen to keep any sparks from flying out, hitting the rugs or catching the fire.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that smoke goes up through?
The chimney?
Uh-huh.
Upstairs, we had flumes into the same chimneys, and there was we had little wood burning stoves,
mm-hmm.
with a pipe going into the chimney.
You said you had what?
Flume.
What's that?
A flue. It was an opening in the wall,
uh-huh.
that opened into the chimney that went upstairs.
You call that the
flue.
Uh-huh. What sort of things would you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
A wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. What's a wardrobe like?
Well, I've got one in there. Would you like to see it?
Does it have drawers in it?
Or? Yes, it has 2 small drawers and 3 big drawers, and then it has, on the other side, it goes up to a second story and has a shelf here for
mm-hmm.
different things. I've got everything in the country on it. And then there's a place to hang your clothes.
Uh-huh. Any other name for something like that? Something similar to a wardrobe?
Tall boy.
How is that different?
Well, I don't remember. The tall boy was just a big wardrobe with shelves on one side and on the other end, and had 2 doors.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom there was 2 drawers.
Mm-hmm. What about something just with drawers in it?
Well, that was called a chiffonier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had those too.
What did they look like?
Well, it was just a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on top, I believe Mama had 2 of them.